King George School hosted a family appreciation day on June 1 for students and their families to drop by and have their picture taken, grab a hot dog and an ice cream, and visit with each other. Jill Tressel, the principal at King George School, said the day was a way to give back and thank families for their support of the school and fundraising efforts. The school recently completed a long-term playground project, organized by the school community council. We have a professional photographer who is taking family pictures and individual student pictures outside today, Tressel explained. So, families will be able to access their pictures online, and they can buy just one if they want, or the whole package. We've had a really good response, and then we have Devo's dogs here, so students and parents are buying hot dogs, and the Kona ice food truck is on their way. Jennifer Rayner dropped by the school on a break from work to see her daughter, Lila, and get some photos taken together. She said it was a rare opportunity and she was pleased with the results. The school throws a lot of great events, and I wanted to just come say hi to my kid and see her in her everyday world, Rayner commented. We haven't been part of the school for very long, but they seem to do lots of fun fundraisers and family-oriented events. We definitely have a lot of activities here, and it's a great school, Lila agreed. I don't really like getting my picture taken, but it's for the memories, so. The photographer is Mitchell Stevens, a portrait photographer who recently moved to Moose Jaw from Brandon, MB, and is putting the final touches on his studio at 44 Fairford Street West. Like many, Stevens started as an amateur photographer. He decided to go full-time after realizing his photos were having an impact beyond what he had realized. He is committed to working with clients until they like the photo he's taken of them. I was just doing photography for fun, but I had a few friends whose lives I ended up changing because I improved their self-esteem entirely, Stevens explained. I had a friend who went to a few different studios for professional shots and ended up leaving, crying, which I didn't know until later. But we worked together, and tried a few things, you know, like, okay, that sucks. Let's try it again. And I've carried on from there. It's been busy today. I haven't even finished setting up, I've just been taking photos since I got here, so that's pretty fun. Tressel noted this is the first time King George School has brought in a photographer. Most families struggle to find time for family photos, and having professional photos taken has the potential to be stressful and expensive. Our SCC is also sponsoring 10 families today, so their pictures will be paid for, Tressel said. We're just offering an opportunity for a family portrait, which is something that families may or may not be able to afford sometimes. With the day turning out a popular success, future end-of-year family portrait days could become regular.